Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me, being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about parallel universes. You know, folks, when I'm old enough to remember a lot of years, working a lot of years in the marketplace before there was an internet. And for those years, there really wasn't all that much different about the way we did business. Let's just say in the 70s and the 80s, there wasn't that much different about doing business in those days than there was in the 40s and 50s, or 100 years before. The products were a little bit different. The delivery vehicles, the delivery methods were different. Those kinds of things. But basically, there wasn't that much different. And whatever you learned in the 50s served you in the 70s and the 80s. Whatever you learned in the 70s served you in the 80s. And there really wasn't that much of a shift. The biggest shift in those days, 70s and 80s, let's say, especially the 80s, would have been the advent of the computer and being able to use computer technology to speed things along and create efficiencies. So there really was only one marketplace universe, and that was the one that you could see in front of you, the traditional Main Street universe. Then along came the internet, and the internet created this marketplace in the clouds, as we call it now, in the cloud, the cyberspace. And the best example of what a marketplace in the cloud would look like is eBay, for example. And eBay is a place where there's literally a marketplace in the cloud. It was kind of one of the first marketplaces in the cloud. So that should have been that if you were observing where you were and where things were going, eBay probably should have been the first indication to you, oh, wait a minute, there are people buying and selling up there in that cloud, and right off this desktop here as I look at it. There are people buying and selling there. That's not the business that I'm in. That's not the traditional marketplace that I'm in here in my with my shoe store, my dry cleaners, or my little manufacturing company, or my distribution company, my wholesale company, my construction company, or whatever it is that you do in your small business. That's different up there. That's another world up there. What if I'm in the construction business, but so what does eBay have to do with my construction business? So I'm okay. That's what you might be thinking, right? Well, that would be wrong. Because what small businesses have had to do in the last 15 years, or let's just say, since, say, 95, is straddle and convert from the traditional marketplace to, I'm going to call it, the internet marketplace, where in that marketplace in the sky. And so you had to get a website, you've got an email, and et cetera. And I know some of you are saying, well, that's so ancient history. Well, let me tell you something, folks. It's ancient history for some, but there are a lot of people out there who still haven't made this transition. I've told you about recent research that I've read that indicated that 50% of small businesses still don't have a website. And again, that's preposterous to me. That's like by 1940, a business not having a telephone. That's preposterous. But anyway, that's the case. That seems to be the case. So we've had to straddle this. You've needed to straddle this universe, between these two universes. One foot in the traditional marketplace, because you still have a storefront, let's say. and the other foot in the internet marketplace, into cyberspace, because you have customers who want to find you in cyberspace. And they want to find you both places. They want to go to your website and see what you have to offer. But then they may want to come in and look at it and hold it in your traditional business. They may want to buy it online. They may buy two things from you this month. They may buy, and it may be the same things. And one of them they may buy online. They may want to buy online. And the next time they buy it, same identical thing, a month later, they may want to come in your business and buy it. Guess what, folks? That's the way customers are thinking these days. They want it when they want it, and they want it how they want it. And that's the reason why you've needed to straddle those two universes, one foot in the traditional marketplace and one foot in cyberspace. Now, many of you have done a great job of doing that. You've listened to me over the last 12 years. You've listened to other people who've been telling you these things, and you've done a good job of that. And those of you who have are ready for the next straddle, the next parallel universe. And one of the universes is not going away, folks. We're just adding another universe. And this is why, my friends, this is what I meant when I said a year or so ago that when I used the Tour de France analogy, and I said, When the breakaways of the Tour de France get out there and try to get out in front of everybody else, in front of the peloton, you don't have to run them down and beat them, but you do have to keep them in sight. You cannot let them go over the hill out of sight, and you become lost. And this is what I'm talking about. That's what I meant when I said that 9 months or so ago when I used that analogy. And so now, if you have not done a good job of straddling the two universes, going one foot in the traditional universe, the other foot in the internet universe, then you're not ready to make, you can't make the quantum leap. You cannot make a quantum leap over to the second universe, I should say the third universe, that I'm going to introduce you in the next segment. You can't do that. You can't go. You can't jump a universe. You can't make the quantum leap. You can only go 1, 2, 3. The good news is, if you haven't made the switch, if you haven't made this transfer to the new universe, to internet universe, you can do it quickly. So don't worry, but you got to do it. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. More to come after these messages. Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back.
Hello, stranger.
I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Continuing to be with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And my blog is there as well. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including my newsletter. Hope you'll subscribe to that too. I'm talking about parallel universes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the two universes. The original universe is the traditional universe. That's your Main Street storefront universe. The second universe is the internet universe, where people find you online, they find you in the cloud, out in cyberspace, and they either find you and that's enough, or they want to do business with you. And they want to do business with you completely online, or if they're nearby and they can get to you, they will want to do business both ways, online and in person. And so you have to straddle that universe. You heard me say this before. We're in the age of the customer. You know what the age of the customer means? The customer is in control. Get over it. That's what the age of the customer means. The customer is now in control. They get to tell you how they want things. In every way, in every conceivable way, they get to tell you now what how they want it and when they want it and where they want it, and sort of how much they want it, they're willing to pay. They've always had that, but they're really, that's really true today as well. So in the age of the customer, they get what they want. And if you don't give it to them, they'll go somewhere else because somebody else will do it. So if you're not giving customers what they want, how they want it, when they want it, in the shape that they want it, if you're not doing that, then you're going to not be successful in the future. This is, now folks, this is, I know that's tough love, but it is tough love. It's tough and it is love. I'm trying to tell you how things are working, how things are going. So we've got the traditional marketplace, and that's one universe. The internet marketplace is a second universe. Now there's a third marketplace, and that's, I'm going to call it the mobile marketplace. And you could call it the wireless marketplace if you wanted to. Wireless would work. But for my purposes, I'm going to call it the mobile marketplace, because that presumes that people are moving around. And it also presumes that they're consuming information, they're getting information on a device that's mobile, meaning a handset, meaning a smartphone or an iPad or a Kindle, maybe even something like that, or the generations of those things to come. So that's the third dimension. Traditional, internet, mobile. If you're not, You can't go directly from traditional to mobile. You've got to launch your mobile off the internet, off your internet platform, because that's what mobile is. Mobile is an internet. It's an extension of the internet. And customers are more and more saying to you, and you've heard me say this before, they're saying to you, "Follow me home. I'm not going to go to your website as much as I used to. I know what you have there. I don't need to go back and look at your website again. I only want 10% of the stuff that's there, but I want you to send that to me when it's ready." And they're saying, "Follow me home and show it to me wherever I am, on my handset, on my on my laptop, on my iPad, whatever it is." That's what they're saying to you. Follow me home. That's the third dimension, ladies and gentlemen. The third universe, and so you've got to be able to go there and follow them home. You've heard me say this before. Your website is no longer just a destination. It's becoming less of a destination and more of a distribution center. Now, folks, notice what I said. Your website is becoming that. Your traditional marketplace, I mean, your traditional storefront can't go there. It can't go to mobile without going to the middle, to the internet universe first. So if you don't have a website, you can't go to mobile. It'd be very, I guess you could, but it'd be very difficult and totally incongruous. So there are the three universes. Traditional, you're still going to have that. Most people are. Some aren't, but most people are. The second universe is in the internet universe, the traditional website, e-commerce component, all that. You're still going to use that. But more and more people are going to ask for mobile. They're going to ask for you to follow them home. They're going to ask for you to reach out and touch them in those areas, including the communities that we've talked about. And we'll talk about those some more in the weeks and months and years ahead. Folks, the main message here is, these are now you have three universes in your world. You have the traditional universe that you know and love. You have the internet universe that you're learning more about, and that you've gotten pretty good at it. And then the third universe is the mobile universe, the follow me home universe. This is the shape of things to come, ladies and gentlemen. If you're frustrated about sales, check your position in those three areas and the relationship that you have with those three areas. See how you're doing, that you might find where the problem is. Think about it. Take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassing, Game 29 After. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.